Kingdom Connection is a community for individuals that desire a greater knowledge of the Kingdom of God. Our desire is to build up God's people through the power of God by providing them with sound teaching, mentorship, biblical education programs, and sharpening their knowledge and gift in the Word of God.
Get in the very presence of the Lord so that the Holy Spirit can fill this broadcast. God, we thank you. We invite you in. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We invite you in tonight so that the people of God in the kingdom of the Lord will begin to feel your very presence. Oh God, come, Almighty King, to this broadcast in Jesus' name. Amen.
All exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, all shook we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing, God. We'll see the lightning bolt and tell them where they should go. Break up the coolness of night. None can fathom, indescribable,
uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name.
You are amazing.
You are amazing, God.
All powerful.
All powerful.
You're untamable.
Untamable.
Yeah. unshakable, unchangeable. You see the depth of our heart, and you love us the same. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. There's no one like you nowhere. You are amazing, God. You're so sweet to us. You're so loyal. You're so faithful. You should have given up on us, but you still love us, oh God. You are amazing, God. You've seen us messed up over and over again. Each and every individual, we've turned our backs to you. But you still loved us the same. As if we were only born again. You loved us while we were in our mess and while we turned our backs on you. That's why you are amazing, Dio. You're worthy, oh God. You are the Lion of Judah. You are the Alpha and Omega. Think of words to express how good you are, how big you are. You are amazing, God. I'm gonna sing it one more time. Incomparable, unchangeable. You see the depth of our heart, and you love us the same. You are amazing, God. Come on, put your hands together if you love them.
Kingdom Connection is a community for individuals that desire a greater knowledge of the kingdom of God. Our desire is to build up God's people through the power of God by providing them with sound teachings, mentorship, biblical education programs, and sharpening their knowledge and gift in the Word of God.
Family, we want to thank you for tuning in tonight. I am your host, Prophet Evelyn Berry, and we are going to get into our broadcast. We are in the midst of an awesome, awesome series, which is called Help, I Am Hurting, Part 5. And we're going to begin to talk about invasion of privacy. And at this time, I want to open up tonight. I want to just give God all the praise, glory, and honor, thanking him for everything that he's done throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, and guess what? Throughout our entire lives. So tonight, let's open up with prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you that the words of Father God that are going to be spoken, God, will not fall on deaf ears, God. But we thank you tonight that the people who are here are ready, willing, and able, God, to receive this word to empower them to achieve, oh, Father God, whatever it is that they're desiring to do in their lives, oh, God, and that they will soar high in the things of you. And, Father, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory, and it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise God. Well, I want to thank you so much. Tonight we're going to talk about invasion of privacy. Amen. Glory to God. We're living in an age of technology where we have so many different ways that your privacy, rather, can be invaded. Amen. With the cell phone and the technology and the cell phones, there's so many ways that people can snoop and get information from you. really be on alert and understanding that you have to protect your privacy. One time I heard somebody say this, that you need to protect your identity as well as you protect your driver's license, because we already know that when it comes down to your driver's license, you have to really protect your driver's license, because without your driver's license being protected, you will not be able to drive, because driving is what? A privilege. It's a privilege to be able to drive around. So you need to make sure that you are protecting your privacy and you're not allowing individuals to come in and get valuable information from you, and then they will take it and use it against you, or even, you know, it can cause you so much harm that it can ruin you for the rest of your life. Amen. And so tonight we're going to take a look at it. Now, I want to start off tonight by using a quote, and the quote comes from Billy Graham. And he says, once you've lost your privacy, you realize that you've lost an extremely valuable thing. And so once you've basically given your privacy up, you've lost something very, very valuable. I want to start off by saying tonight, I learned this a long time ago, that you have to protect your privacy. As a matter of fact, you know, being such a courteous person and being a person that just wants to help everybody, some people you do not want to basically tell them all of your information. You don't even want to tell them where you live at, because there are people who will begin to tell others where you live at, and they will have the people coming up to your door. You wouldn't even know that they knew where you live at. So everybody really doesn't need to know your address or your residence. Amen. And so I love this quote by Billy Graham, which says, once you've lost your privacy, you realize that you've lost an extremely valuable thing. You need to protect your privacy, my goodness, as well as you can. Amen. Lord God, now I want to tell you this. One of the biggest things that people have when they get into being famous, celebrities, they don't really have privacy anymore. They have to really pay a lot of money to make sure that they're covered. When they go out, they have to use disguises and different things like that. And so when you get into being popular, when you get into a lot of people knowing you, it's going to be very, very important that you protect your privacy, because if not, you can also have some identity theft. Some people can try to use your identity for themselves, so you have to really, really protect that which is valuable to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And when I'm doing the teachings, I always like to start off with the scripture so that we can see, listen, everything for every situation in our lives, there's a scripture, there's something in the Word of God. One thing I love about the Word of God, the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth, you know what, there's so much information that's inside of there, and you read it, and it will give you valuable tools and strengthen you in so many different areas. So tonight, we're going to take a look at Matthew 24, amen, Matthew 24, 42 through 44. Now, most of this tonight would not be scriptural-based. It would be more of us just really beginning to take a look at how people invade your privacy. It will also give you some tools on how to keep people out of your private life, into the fact that they are now tapping into things that they shouldn't have access to. And because there are some people that should not have access to certain parts of your life, and so this is the way that we're going to begin to, what, keep them out. Amen. Hallelujah. So number one thing that I want to say to you is Matthew 24, 42, 44. And it says, therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch, watch this, and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour, hallelujah, when you do not expect him. Well, of course, here we're talking about being prepared from where the Lord comes, but it also is something symbolic there, which begins to talk about the thief. You know, if we only knew the thief was coming, then we would have prepared some safeguards. We would have prepared a way to keep them out. And so in the scripture is letting us know that we need to keep watch even over our lives. We need to keep watch over our houses, our children, our finances. We need to keep watch. And most of the time, you let down your guard too early in a relationship. matter what, we're courting, we're dating. But nowadays, people not even taking time to date. They're not taking time to even get to know each other before they even get into relationships with a person. They can meet them on the first day. It's a such thing called a one-night stand. And guess what? They meet them on the first day, and guess what? They're in the bed with them. They don't know any background on them. They don't know anything about them, and that is a very, very dangerous place to be. You need to make sure that you know the information about the person before you are getting engaged in relationship with them to the point. Now, there's bodily fluid exchange. There's some things there that are taken that should not have been taking place before you did a background check on the person to find out who they are, find out their identity, find out about their family, find out different things, because there's sometimes situations that you can actually avoid. Like, number one, if a person has a sickle cell anemia and you also have sickle cell anemia, you know, most of the time if you want to have a child, that could be what? That could be a deal breaker for you, because you already know that a lot of times when people have particular diseases, they won't be able to have a child. So you need to just take time, get to know the person before you just let them come in like that. Amen. So today I want to look at a question, and here's a question that came from someone. Help, I'm hurting. Someone has come into my home and scoped the place out. They have stolen items from my home, including those things that reveal my social security number and other vital records. The truth is, I thought they loved me, and so I let them in. I didn't know that they would harm me. How do I recover from this evasion, hallelujah, deficit in my life? So when somebody comes in and they take some things for you from you, guess what could happen? There could be a deficit. And when you think of a deficit, there's a negative impact that it has upon your life. And so when they came in to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I want to let you know there's awesome, awesome, awesome news tonight. God has come that we may have life and life more abundantly. Amen. I want to let you know that it's very important that when you get into a relationship that you set boundaries. Amen. There are certain things that people should not have access to. Now, we already know when you get into a relationship, first thing you already know, the day that you get into a relationship with them, one thing that you're going to get involved with, amen, is the fact that they're going to get family to your children, to your spouse, and sometimes even your church, your ministry, and they're going to get access to different people in your lives. And so you need to make sure that the people who are coming around, that you're not inviting somebody in your life to kill your family. You're not inviting somebody in your life to take you out. Now, you're probably saying, what do you mean to kill my family? And then there can be somebody that comes in, and because you did not do a background check to find out about this person, you have now invited someone who was a serial killer into your household. You don't even know. They might actually try to take out your neighbor and everybody else once people begin to get a word or a notion, they begin to try to come and notify you of things that's going on. And so as soon as that happens, they'll come and try to kill everybody around. So it's very, very important that you set boundaries. You know what? When I meet my new friends, come on, my new friends don't get access to my house. My new friends don't get access to my church. My new friends don't get access, come on, to my family. Everybody don't need to be coming around the family at the family, you know, outings and family dinners and all of that. Because, listen, what happens is people will even take advantage of your children while they're there. So you're thinking, oh, this is a friend of the family or whatever, and your child goes to the bathroom, and they say they have to go to the bathroom, and then there's an invasion that takes place, an invasion of privacy. Sometimes it's so innocent because the child may be in the bathroom while they're going to the restroom. Whenever people are coming into your home, you need to make sure that you are following them around your home and not just letting them go all throughout your house. Amen. There have been several people who have been taken advantage of while they were asleep. A stranger came into the house, come on, and just took advantage of them because the family member was up front talking and entertaining guests. And right there in the house, right there under the nose of the person, a child was being taken advantage of. And even adults sometimes have been taken advantage of while people are coming into the house. Amen. Another thing I want to let you know, that here's your quote for the night. Put a distance between new relationships. If they were meant to be, they will be able to handle the time that it takes. very, very personal things about you. And I had to learn that a while back because one thing about me, I'm very talkative, and so sometimes I would tell people things that really they did not need to know. When you're first meeting someone, there's some things that you need to use discernment of spirit to be able to know that I cannot tell this to a particular person. Some people do not need to know certain things because sometimes people will sit down and gather information only to use it against you. And so when we're talking tonight about invading your privacy, sometimes you are the one that gives people too much information to the private parts of your life, amen, those intimate parts of your life that only your family and close relatives should know. And so you're going to have to be very, very careful not to give people too much information. The next thing I want to tell you is use discretion when you're actually talking to people. They can look nice. They can look like the best person in the world, but guess what? The whole time they're spying and waiting to take your family members out, waiting to take you out. So you have to be very, very careful not to allow people to come in. I've seen people who look, my goodness, they look like they wouldn't hurt a fly, and they look like they were just the nicest person in the world. And you know what? I had to come afterwards and say, I missed it. I didn't know that they had that in them. You know what? Because looks are deceiving sometimes, amen? So just because of everything that looks good is not good for you, is not good to you. So you need to take time to investigate. When you're getting into relationships, make sure you're investigating and finding out if this person is really who they think they are, really who they're showing you that they are. Okay, so they can show up and act like they're all in your corner. Oh, I'm here to help you. I'm here to be. And the whole time, it's all about them. Either they're wanting what? They're wanting access to your family. They're wanting a position. They're wanting to be able to run your business. They're wanting to be able to take over. And so you have to be very, very careful not to give people too much ammunition against you that they would use against you. The next thing is an invasion can happen very, very quickly. Oftentimes they will move in. They'll be quick with the movements that they make. And so one thing that happens is they get you distracted. And I was reading an article as I was preparing for this, and a man said that he was actually looking outside the window, and there was a nude lady, and she was in her backyard nude, and she was nude for a reason. He thought that she was just, you know, skinny dipping in her pool. And so he's so busy looking outside the window at the lady, and while he was looking outside the window, her husband was inside his house taking all of his stuff out of his house, and he didn't hear it because he was so busy looking at that woman outside that window that he could not even know that there was an intruder inside of his house. And so I want to tell you today that some of you may be blinded today. There can be an intruder inside your house that is taking advantage of you, your family members, and they're also coming in for other areas of your life. And so you're going to have to really open up your eyes in this season. Remember, the other person talked about how they were wide blind, and they thought this person loved them. Amen. Listen, there's been another person that I actually talked to told me about how she fell in love with someone, brought them into her home, and all to find out that they stole her food stamps or whatever. You know what? To some of you, you say, "Oh, that's terrible. That's not so bad because you know it's something that's not that very, very much." But listen, if that's the way they feed their children, that's major. And so, you know, if people are coming in and you gave them the code to your car, that's the bad part about it. You didn't get to know them long enough, and so they have what? They have the code to your car. Some of you are giving people the code to the alarm at your house that you don't even know. You're giving what? Passwords to your phone, and you know a lot of things that are kept in your phone are very, very personal. People don't need to have access to that. You need to make sure that you're protecting your phone. As a matter of fact, you know, even as a leader, I had my phone and somebody asked me to see a picture. They went through everything in my phone. You know what? You think that people are not going to do that because they're Christians, but you know what? They will do it to you. So even if they're Christians or whoever they are, be careful of that, especially when you have your personal information in there, because they can actually begin to swipe your card. Even in the church, they will take your credit card, and they will take, you know, a lot of people are saying, "How can you say that about people who are in the Lord?" Everybody that's sitting in church on the pews is not there for the same reason you're there. So you have to make sure that you're protecting yourself, that you're protecting your children, and you're allowing yourself to what? Be guarded against these things that come in to the house of God. Amen. The next thing, here's another quote, is by Bill Nelson. It says, if we don't act now to safeguard our privacy, we could all become victims of identity theft. And so if you don't take details in it, take time out to protect your actual information, you can be a victim of the identity theft. You know, one day I was dealing with someone on a job that I was on, and she was going off. She said, I don't give my information. She didn't even want to give her information. She was on a program, but she didn't want to give her information because she had been taken advantage of before. Once you've had your identity messed with one time, you will always protect your identity. You're going to always say, you know what, you can't have my identity. You're going to protect it at all costs. So make sure that you're taking out time to protect yourself from invasion of your privacy. Okay, this is what I want to do. I want to go over 7 different types of invasion privacy, and I'm going to go over those, and then we're going to talk a little bit. I want you guys to tell me if you had any challenges in these areas and also give me feedback. So in the second half of this, I want you to get ready. I want you to press 1. If you are on Blog Talk Radio, you can press 1 to speak to the host. If you're on Periscope, you will be able to type your question in, and we'll be able to feedback on what you're saying. Amen. So number 1. And I hope you guys are, if you're on Periscope, put up number 1, interact with us tonight, because we want to make sure that we're breaking all of these different things down for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Number 1 is overstepping the bounds in a relationship. Now, when I speak of that, I know there's several things that came to your mind about somebody overstepping their bounds in a relationship. But one thing I want to point out, if you get in a relationship with a friend, and the friend has now begun to make decisions for you that are not for them to make decisions on, things that are not for them to make decisions on, this person is overstepping their bounds. And this can be something as simple as going and picking up your kids without you even knowing they're going to pick up your kids. They're making phone calls to get changes on your services on your phone, and you didn't ask them to do that. So they're taking matters into their own hands when they had no actual right to do it. And sometimes you'll be feeling like, you know what, oh, they were just such a nice friend. They're just taking that next step, and they're taking that next precaution, but all of the time they're overstepping their boundaries, amen? And even when it comes down to things that they do concerning your child, and they begin to feel that actual place as a parent, when they're not supposed to be filling the place of a parent, they're supposed to be being that friend. So we know that there are some people who start off making decisions because they feel that this is the best thing for you. They feel that this is the best thing for your family. They feel that this is the best thing for your spouse. They even start doing stuff for your spouse that they're not supposed to be doing. Now, that's out of order. But sometimes you're thinking, oh, they're just the bestest friend in the world. They're the kindest mother in the world. It could be a mother, a mother-in-law. It could be a leader, whoever it is. If they're overstepping their boundaries, they are out of order. You know what? You need to make sure that they are not allowed to make any changes to your personal affairs without your authorization. And oftentimes it is unauthorized changes that are being made in another person's affairs. Man, that's deep right there. Listen, I don't want nobody making no decisions for me and my family. I don't want nobody changing nothing on my cell phone. Don't come and tell me this is a better way for me to have my cell phone. If I've gotten used to using my cell phone a certain way, don't come and change my code. Don't come and change my stuff around on my phone. Don't come and move my furniture around, and I didn't tell you to move it around. Come on, glory to God. We have to really, really be watchful and not allow people just to come in and try to control our lives. It is an invasion of our privacy. And if you do not set boundaries right now, they're going to continue to do the same thing if you don't stop them. Number 2, it's a breach in what? Privacy. Here's the breach in privacy. Sometimes there's a breach in privacy codes in your home. and there's a gap somewhere. And I'm going to tell you sometimes where the gap comes from. The gap comes from somebody in your home giving up too much information. Come on. See, what happens is when people come into your life, they try to get very, very close to your family members. So they may not get the information from you, but they'll get the information from your children. I want to tell y'all, can I tell y'all something? Be very, very, very careful of the peeping Tom. Be very, very careful of those who are peeping around in your home, those people who are looking through your windows and all this kind of stuff. And listen, a lot of times they'll start asking your children, what time do your parents come home? Oh, what's going on in your house? They want to know all of the details about your house, because once they can get information on you, they can use the information against you. And they'll ask, do y'all have a spare key? What do y'all keep the spare key? And so that's how the breach in the home, it actually has a breach in it, because now the privacy codes and the privacy systems that you set up for your home are now being breached, because they're going to, or they even sit down and have conversations with your spouse while they're eating, and they're talking to them, and they're getting information out of them to use what? Against you. To use against the family. They begin to win the hearts of the family. They become that person. They say, oh, I just love so-and-so. They're so nice, and they always love being around me. Listen, they love to get to what? Spouses. They love to get the children. They love to get the people who are very, very close to you. They'll start questioning them, going through a whole thing where they're asking them all kind of information about you. Well, what's going on in their home? Well, how is everything? Is the finances all right? So they start asking a whole lot of questions. Why? Because they're trying to find a breach. And if they can find a breach, they know that they can get in. So you have to be very, very careful of the things that you're sharing with people that are coming around, because some of them are not there for just that love that, oh, they just love me. Now they're just trying to get your information. All right? Number three, exaggeration. This is what they use. Actually, they use aggression, okay? So I want to talk for a minute about aggression. When somebody is using aggression, they use aggression they're very, very aggressive to the point that they can, get control over the person. And so what they do, they begin to exaggerate the truth, and they'll try to take advantage of you. Now, one of these things that happens with that aggression, this happens with elderly people a lot of times. So you have elderly people who are in an elderly home, or they're just living by themselves. And so this person will come in, and they will begin to bully that elderly person. And sometimes they'll begin to woo the elderly person, tell them all kind of nice stuff to get the money. And so they're having this person to give them information on their bank account. They start going to the store for them. They start doing different things for them. And listen, after that, they start robbing them blind. There was a lady that I knew. She was sending somebody to pay her phone bill. And guess what? They were never paying her phone bill. Her phone got cut off because she gave them information concerning her phone information. She gave them her credit card information. And listen, you need to begin to tell even your parents, if they have somebody that's there as a caregiver, let them know that the caregiver should not have what access to their credit card information. The caregiver should not have access, come on, hallelujah, to their bank. You have to begin to write all of these things out. Don't let them write out checks for them and all of these kind of things. So they begin to take advantage of them by using aggressive force. And so they force the people into giving them information only to what? Take over their privacy. Another thing, if you think about this, men and women alike, people will get in. It's a case of, you know what, I just got to get to know them, so I'm going to talk to them, I'm going to woo them, I'm going to get them to what? Give me their information. And this either happens with men and women. They get taken advantage of. People start giving them their information. They get access to the vault information, because some people are very, very wealthy, and their family has a family vault, and their family has a hidden door and different things. And so they start getting into conversations and saying, well, you know, my family, we have a whole vault somewhere. I'm talking to you, and they said, well, where it is? And you said, oh, we can't tell anybody. And they said, well, you can tell me. I'm going to be here with you always. So they'll try to get that information out to you. And as soon as they do, they're going to rob you blind. So listen, protect your privacy. Number four, sometimes there's a case of forced entry because of carelessness, not paying attention to details. You must take responsibility for your family. Amen. You have to take responsibility. If nobody else takes responsibility for your family, you need to take responsibility for your family. Because guess what? If you allow somebody to rob your family blind right under your own nose, you're going to have problems along the way. I'm telling you, make sure that you are taking time to get to know someone and make sure that you are paying close attention to your surroundings. This is one thing. I see a lot of people, a lot of women, they're walking around. They have their head up in the air, and sometimes they leave their purse in the basket because they're thinking, you know what, I'm in a good neighborhood. Nothing will ever happen to me in this neighborhood. So they leave their purse all in the basket, and they're just rolling along, and either they go and walk away from their purse. And you know what, people can get your information that quick. They can take your whole wallet, and they can go and use your credit card and different things inside the store. They're trying to come up with ways where they'll be able to identify the persons that are using the card. But right now, anybody can use your credit card. So you have to be very, very careful about that because they can come in and use your credit card, use all your information, and rob you blind right under your own nose. So be very, very careful of that. Number five is seizure of possessions. And this is when somebody takes your possessions that you trusted. They take your possessions. They use it for themselves. And you don't know where they are. I've heard people say, you know what, I don't even know where they're at. They took my bank account information, they took all of my stuff, and I don't even know where they are. Come on, they're gone, and your information is lost forever. So you have to be very, very careful. Protect your identity. Protect your privacy at all costs. Amen. Now, number six is the person that takes over a business. They will even take over your business sometimes. Why? Because you are thinking that they're the best one for it. I heard a lady say, you know what, they are the best person for it. I don't need to even worry about it. They can do it better than me. They've been in business longer than me. And so when they do that, they come in, they take over the business, and now you're looking like, man, how did I let them come in like that? They've stolen my identity. They're taking all of the things for my business. So when you're at work and you're in a business, you're a business owner, protect your tax ID number, protect your EIN number. All of those things need to be protected because people can use that information to actually get obtain things for their own businesses, and you wouldn't even know they have it. So you have to protect even the identity of what your business entrepreneur is. Make sure you're actually protecting it. Amen. Hallelujah. And the last but not least, number seven, we're going to talk about this, and this is the invasion of privacy due to assault. This could be sexual assault, rape, or violence. And this happens a lot of times when people come into the house, and I was talking about that a little earlier, how people come into the house and they're trusted to be left with children without even getting to know who they are, what they stand for, or anything like that. Listen, I'm telling you, you don't know this guy to be leaving him with your baby. You don't know this woman, even a woman can mess over your child. If you don't know the people, you need to find out more information about it. I see people all of the time, and they're saying, well, they're in that lifestyle, you know, or whatever, but they're not going to touch my children. How do you know? Did you ever find out how this actually happened to them? Did you ever find out how did they get into that predicament? Did you ever find out any of that information before you allowed them to come in and violate your child, to violate your spouse? Listen, there are even people who will come in and rape your wife or assault your husband or whatever. They don't care anymore. So you have to be very, very careful about who you're bringing around your family because they will come in and they will cause violence to happen in your life, and you're just leaving your kids with anybody. You're just leaving your family members with anybody. Listen, when people get to know you, they obtain, guess what? They get access to your children, to your church, to your ministry, to your household, to your family members, almost every area of your life. When they meet you and they're with you on a regular basis, they will begin to see all those people that other people don't even get a chance to see. And so you're going to have to be very careful in this season not to allow these people to come in. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I want to talk just for a few minutes about protecting your privacy. Number one thing I want to tell you is keep people out of your business, especially your man, you might be going through Everybody don't need to know you're going through. You might have had a situation that happened on your job. Everybody don't need to know you had a situation that happened on your job. And this is some things that I'm learning along the way, that everybody can't handle it, even situations that have happened in my life. And I begin to tell people that sometimes people form an opinion about you when they don't really know the facts. So you want to make sure that you're not sharing too much information. Keep people out of your business. Number two, do not be so quick to open up to people when you meet them. Everybody that you meet don't need to know everything. Don't show your teeth to everybody you meet. There was a song that said that, and it's so real. You cannot begin to smile with everybody you meet. You can't let everybody know everything that's going on with the first person you meet. And you have to be very, very careful not to give up too much information, because those people take it and run with it, all right? The next thing, number three, remain focused. When you have people in the midst of you, be focused on the things that's going on around you. Don't be in there daydreaming. You know, be open to look at your environment. You know what I always tell people? I love people who are observant. They observe the things that are going on around them. Number four, make sure that you have some type of mental mind map of where you are, and that you are actually making a mind map of, you say, you know what, I came from here, this is the way I get back, and making sure that you are able to follow the path back to wherever you came from. Because a lot of times you may even get lost, and then people will follow you, and guess what, they will follow you to a place, especially if they see you off track and you don't know where you're at. So make sure you're keeping up even where you're at, amen? Hallelujah. Number five is to make sure that you're positioning yourself to be able to stand alone no matter what. Because most of the time people stay in situations because, number one, they don't want to be alone. They don't want to feel like they're left all by themselves. So they stay in a relationship, even though the relationship is causing them hurt, harm, and danger. They're staying there because they say, I love them. I can't do without them. You better be able to go on with your life no matter what. Amen. Number six, make sure that you are not allowing someone that is a stranger to come in and meet people. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, strangers don't need to meet everybody at once. Get to know them. Get to fellowship with them. Find out information. Get to, just really take out time to get to know them before you bring them around everybody. And number six, amen, is to make sure that you are able to walk away from anything that will harm you or your family. All right. You can say, you know what, it's not worth it. I'm going to walk away from this situation. I'm not going to allow people to rob me blind right under my own nose. Amen. Glory to God. Well, it's been a blessing so far to be on here tonight. We do want to hear from some of you tonight. So we're going to just go to a quick break, and we'll be back for questions, comments. Amen. Glory to God. We love to hear from you. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Connections with Prophet Evelyn Derry, where you're being empowered to prosper. We want you to know that you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Derry Ministries to listen to today's show or any of our previous shows. Remember to like and follow Evelyn Derry Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, and YouTube.
To sow into this great work, you can go to www.impactfireministries.com or mail in your donation to P.O. Box 6323, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112. Call us at 318-562-3500 for more information.
Well, praise God, we are back. We are live here. This is Prophet Evelyn Derry. We are having an awesome, awesome topic tonight, and we're excited tonight about protecting your privacy at all costs. Amen. And we talk about so many different aspects of invasion of privacy and how you to protect your family and yourself from being robbed of privacy. And I'm telling you, it has been an awesome, awesome learning curve here. And even hearing some of the things that we're facing, even in the United States, there are a lot of things that they're putting in place where you're not as private as you think you are. There are ways that the government can tap into your phone. They can get information out of it. They can actually take video footage, slow it up or speed it up to see where you've been on your path. There are a lot of things that they're also trying to insert different things in you to be able to keep up with you each and every day. But one thing I want to tell you is that God is faithful, and he will bring us all through the new seasons that are coming. But we're going to do our best to keep ourselves from being invaded of our privacy in our homes and also with our family members. So I pray that you guys have been blessed tonight. It has really blessed me even going over the information and also studying to find more information on invasion of privacy and just knowing that some people are hurt due to invasion of privacy. And so this Help I'm Hurting series has been an awesome thing for me, and I pray that it's blessed you as well. We're on part five. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have any callers in queue tonight?
No, but we do have a lot of callers that are on the broadcast. So you guys
don't be afraid.
Just want to speak with the host. At this time, we will take callers ending in 817.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, tonight was this is Michael calling from Shreveport. The message on tonight was a true blessing, and it was just so many things that you pointed out on tonight that, you know, you have to be aware of, you know, especially in this day and age. You know, we find that, you know, so many people have voids that they're trying to fill, which allows, you know, them to get in relationships and give up their privacy quicker than what they need to. So it's just so many things that you said on tonight, you know, concerning on your privacy and things. So we have to be, you know, and what I got out of it is we have to be ever so careful of who we're, you know, rushing our relationship status with. You know, we don't want to be alone, so we need a him or a her to be on our side so we can enjoy the things that we see others doing. But, you know, we want what we see, you know, couples and things doing, but we don't know what that couple might have did to be happy as they are. We don't know what that couple has been through to look how they look. We don't actually know those things because a lot of couples can look good, but they may be going through. So we have to be ever so careful of the image that we're trying to perceive, you know, what the image that we are perceiving, because looks can be deceiving. You know what I'm saying? Everything that looks appeasing to the eye is not always what it seems to be. So on tonight, you just pretty much just shed light on things. And if no one really got anything else out of what you said, it is, you know, just to wait. Wait on that one that God wants to send you. Wait on that one that God wants to put you in a relationship. Wait on that one that he wants to put you in a relationship with. You know what I'm saying? Wait on that specific one. So out of everything that you said, you know, timing and patience are two of the things that you really, really spoke. You know, you spoke, but you didn't speak. You know, but if you were listening, you would have got those things out of the message on tonight. But those were the things that I heard on tonight. And the message was a true blessing. And I pray that everyone got something on tonight that was a blessing to them, because I can relate to so many things that you have said, you know, about, you know, relationship and that. Because in my past, I was one of those ones that, you know, wanted to get in relationships. And sometimes you share with people things too early because, you know, they seem like they're there. But as time progresses, the true colors began to show. So I just thank God on tonight for the word, and it was a true blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Michael. I'm telling you, I have been blessed going over it as well. And you did point out a couple of things as well. It's like, let's wait on the one. Let's wait on that right one for God to send us in. And let's take time. Most of the time, there's such a hurry. We're in a busy society, and society is saying that we need to rush into everything and not take time. But we are in this world, but not of this world, so we need to make sure that we're waiting for the one that God has sent us in his timing. And I'm telling you, I'm excited tonight that you were able to receive something, and I pray as well that others who are on here were able to receive some of the things that was actually brought forth tonight. And I really do appreciate the support of those who are here. So I want to thank you very much, Brother Michael, for speaking out tonight, because a lot of people are shy when it comes down to speaking on the broadcast because they know that other people are going to hear it. But guess what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the more we see things in faith, we know that we can overcome any challenges. Excuse me, any challenges and any
obstacles that we may face. Amen. And so I'm excited tonight about what God is doing in this season with everybody that's on here. And also I thank God for you, Brother Michael, for shedding light on tonight. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen. Do we have any others in queue?
We have Tammy from Texas, and she just wants to know, what do you do when you find out about the person that has invaded your life and taken your and taken your things? How do you get past it?
Amen. That is a very, very, very good question. And I want to tell you that answer is going to be different in so many different ways. But one thing that will be the same is the fact that prayer, positioning yourself in prayer and asking God to help to overcome the wound. You know, sometimes it's easier said than done, you know, just get over it. I've heard people say, just, you know, snap out of it, get over yourself, and all of these things that people say to you. But until you walk the mile in that person's shoes, you really don't know what they're going through, and you really don't know what it's going to take for them to bounce back, but they must bounce back. And so a lot of times it's going to take for you to go into that very secret place in the Lord and pray and cry out to God and say, God, you know, help me to forgive and help me to move on. And sometimes it's so hurtful that, you know what, you hurt my baby, and, you know, or you hurt me, and I want to get back. But you have to understand that vengeance is the Lord's, it's not yours. So you have to give it to God in prayer. And sometimes you have to even go through a fast, because some things come out only through fasting and praying. You're going to have to go before God and say, Lord, I need you to remove this thing from me. It's here. It's hit me hard. And, you know, God loves when we are open to him and say, God, this hit me hard. This hurts. And I need you to remove this hurt. This is a huge pain, and I need you to just take over, Father God, in the place that's causing me the pain, and allow God to remove that pain from your heart and condition your heart that you will be able to love again. And, you know, one thing I love the song that says, give me a clean heart. And if you ask God to give you a clean heart, then you'll be able to serve him. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have to begin to just ask God to give you a clean heart, amen, and to renew the right spirit within you. Because sometimes you say, God, I need you to renew me. Because right now, the way I feel, you know, I really need the Lord, amen. So there's going to be some times that you're going to have to cry out to him and let him know, God, I need you. I need you to come in here, right now, because it just hurts. It's hurting me a lot. That's why this broadcast, Help I'm Hurting, it's talking about repairing that place of hurt that has come in and conditioning yourself to be able to go forward. And also just link up with people who are in the Lord, who are prayer warriors, intercessors, those who can help pray you through it, getting in a place where you're able to get the proper counseling. You may need to have some counseling to get over it. Sometimes, you know, people have to go through grief counseling and different things like that. So if you need additional help or additional resources, you can inbox us at Evelyn Derry Ministries @gmail.com, and we'll be able to lead you in the right direction. You know, we don't profess to be attorneys or anything like that, but we'll be able to lead you in the direction of that, whatever help that you need. Amen. And thank you so much for that question tonight, and God bless you on your journey. Amen. Do we have any other callers in queue or any other questions from anyone?
We have Carmen. Carmen basically wanted to know the same thing, so I know you answered her question. Well, Cheyenne, one way to get in touch with Prophet outside of Blog Talk, you can go to Evelyn Derry Ministries @gmail.com. Once again, that's Evelyn Derry Ministries @gmail.com. And we also want to let you guys know that we have a prayer line that is on every Wednesday starting at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. That number is 218-548-0995. That number is 218-548-0995. The code is 253-7733. 253-7733.
Amen. Are blessed. If you can't remember that, remember the word blessed. Amen. And type it in on your keypad. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to thank God
here tonight. Hallelujah. Listen, all of you guys that are in there, remember on Live Talk Radio, we also have the chat room. So some people are on our chat room. And so when we begin to call, some of them out there actually in our chat room, you can go in the chat room and chat with them and hang out. It's a great hangout spot for you to hang out at. Also, they're inboxing us through email, so you can email us at evelynderryministries@gmail.com. Amen. We would love to hear from you guys. Also, we have Periscope, which we're on Periscope every night at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. Unless something happens, we're on there at 11 p.m. And also, we also have a broadcast midday some days, and it's almost like a pop-up scope at the midday. Amen. Glory to God. We also scope some of our Blog Talk Radio, which we did tonight, which you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Evelynderryministries to listen to the broadcast again. Also, you can go to Periscope and actually get the portion of this one that will be available for 24 hours in there. And so I want to thank everybody for being on here tonight. And I want to introduce someone who's here with me, Miss Candy. How have you been blessed on tonight? She's here. She's here every week. Here she is, Miss Candy Benefield, all the way from Shreveport, Louisiana. Miss Candy, how have you been blessed tonight? God bless you.
I've been truly blessed on tonight. When you talk about help on her invasion of privacy, okay, I don't like for people to get, like you said, for example, we're in line at the store. Don't walk up behind me like that. That's like a personal space. You give them a personal space. But it made me think, if you don't want anybody invading your privacy in the natural, why are you willingly letting a demonic force or something invade you, invade your prophecy in the spirit?
Wow.
That's what I thought about.
Yeah.
God has shown me how we are so quick to feel like, you know, get out of our way, leave us alone, don't come for my family, don't come for me. But when the enemy on your track, you let him come in and have his way in your house, through your children, through your mate, through your job, you know, you forget how to pray, you forget anything about him invading. And you let him have your way in the spirit. But in the natural, you don't want nobody to get close to you.
Yes.
So that's what I thought. That's what God gave me on tonight. And I was truly blessed because God gave me revelation to what you were speaking of. So I was blessed, and I pray everybody listening to the broadcast tonight has been blessed as well, because this was a lot of good information. And one thing we all need to do, and I know from experience, one thing I will do forever now, I'm not quick to call anybody my friend. I'm not quick to let anybody come to my house. We don't even have company. So anybody that comes to my life to be a part of my life, there will be some investigating going on. Because I'm telling you, you will be friends with someone, you will talk to somebody. They don't seem like they're a gossiper. They don't seem like they're a backstab. They don't seem like they're the person that will steal from you, that will take things from you. But at the same time, when you entertain them, you smile and you talking to them. One got a knife in your back and the other got your hand in your purse.
So you need to be careful.
You need to investigate who you let come in your life. And that is so piercing, especially for the single people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Truly investigate who you have around your children and who you bring home to your father. Because I know, what is the name of that movie? The guy, he's like, he was so good. He loved the lady. He met her.
No,
I can't think of the name of it, but it's the way he acted in the movie. He was normal. He was everything she wanted. But he had a crazy side to him about
the whole side that she knew nothing about. So you have to be
careful.
Yes.
So you have to be careful who you invite, who you entertain in your life. That is so serious.
Yes, even when it comes to your own personal life, you know, because a lot of people have had men to come in to their lives, and also they almost killed them, you know. So I basically you wind up having to kill somebody you never wanted to kill them, but you know they're so violent and they've come in, and now you're trying to fight for your life. So it's a lot of things that's going on, and you need to be very, very prepared. When God gave me this and some of the things that he was telling me to talk about, it really touched me, because I was like, this help I'm hurting is very, very different and it's unique. And even next week we're going to be talking about coping with grief, and then we're going to talk about dealing with shock. And then after that, we're going to talk about life after trauma. And so we're going to go over various different topics. We started off with abandonment, humiliation, rather, loss of self-esteem, loss of identity, invasion of privacy. And now we're about to go with coping with grief, dealing with shock, and dealing with trauma, a life after trauma. So we have about 3 more weeks to this, and I'm excited, you know, just to see what God is going to say. And I know sometimes when we're going over some of these types, you know, everybody's not going to jump on it because we're not talking about some things that they may feel is important, but there are a lot of people who are hurting from these issues, amen. And so that's where we are, and we're going to continue here until our last series, which is in part 8. So we're excited about God. We thank God for everybody being here. Do we have anybody else in queue? Amen. Well, I'm going to pray us out, amen, and we'll get back on next week. Father, we thank you for, oh God, opening up our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, God. Father, we thank you, Father God, for the things you're doing. Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch each and every person under the sound of my voice on this Block Talk Radio. God, we thank you, Father, that Block Talk Radio is reaching, oh, Father God, the nations, God. God, we thank you, Father God, that the nations shall call us blessed, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for those, oh, Father God, who are tuning in from overseas, God, those, oh, Father God, who are connecting with us. And God, we even thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus, for everything that you're doing in this season. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. This is Prophet Evelyn Jerry. Until next week, you guys be wonderfully blessed. Remember, let the wind of your success announce the victory. You're victorious in God. And we thank God for everything that he's doing in your life. Have a wonderful, tremendous night. Be blessed. God bless you.